This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, thank you for joining me here on Talk Radio 1210. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
We're all going to be hitting the road for Thanksgiving. There might be some Thanksgiving political conversations happening. Again, I have to say, my warning here to the Zioli Show is don't do it. But if you do it, I want you to win. So you have a this app, which I thought was great. How to have a conversation with your angry uncle over Thanksgiving. You guys created the Angry Uncle Bot. Tell us about it.
The idea behind the Angry Uncle Bot is to help people have the conversations that they really want to have but aren't sure how to do it. And, you know, I'm somebody who is very passionate about politics. I want to, you know, persuade people just like you do. And what I discovered over time was that there were certain ways of having conversations that worked and certain ways of talking about politics that just led you into a fight. And then the other person didn't really hear what I had to say. So that's why I developed the technique and why we put it together into the box for the holidays.
You'd like to have political conversations that are civil. Too often over Thanksgiving dinner, though, especially when there's some alcohol involved, they don't exactly go down the civil pathway. Is that from lack of knowing how to have a political conversation, or is that just because these things tend to get so emotional, and that's something that you'd like to see avoided?
So it's really a variety of factors, but the number one thing that goes into it is that really human beings are biologically wired to emotionally respond when our beliefs are threatened. You know, we only have one nervous system, and it's set up to protect us from physical threats, like lions. But that same nervous system responds exactly the same way when we're facing a threat to our political beliefs and to our identity. And so, yeah, we get emotionally worked up. And so the important thing for having a productive conversation is trying to keep people from feeling so threatened that they get into that fight or flight mode. And instead, we focus on how can we keep people feeling safe enough to actually listen to what we have to say and make ourselves feel calm enough that we can listen to what they have to say.
What if you want out, though? What if you just say, you know, doctor, I want out of this. It's Thanksgiving. And how do you do that but not be rude about it?
Yeah. Well, there's certainly, you know, there's a right time and a wrong time to do everything. And, you know, a lot of times if you're at a dinner table and you're finding that the person you're talking with is going off the deep end, even though you're trying to keep the conversation controlled, then it's fine to say, you know what, I really want to talk about this with you, but let's wait until we're in a better place, and just kind of, you know, exit it that way. Every once in a while, you'll encounter somebody who won't drop it even then. And then sometimes you have to even remove yourself physically from the space. Hopefully that won't be the dinner table. But in my experience, if you use these techniques, you're going to have a much higher degree, a much higher likelihood of success.
Dr. Karen Tamarius is with us. She is a psychiatrist in training, and also she's a founder of Smart Politics. We're talking about how to have a conversation with your loved ones or not loved ones over Thanksgiving dinner. So Karen created a bot called your Angry Uncle Bot. So I was going through this a little bit, and really, as much as our politics, you and I probably are different. I know you're a progressive and I'm not. But we both could use this app because the app teaches you, depending on who you're arguing with, how to go down that road. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the one thing about Radical Conversations is that it's nonpartisan. These are skills that will help anybody be a more effective communicator. And so, you know, what I tell people I work with is, look, it's great that you're passionate about politics. It's great that you want to change the way the government works and make America better, but most of the time, what you're doing is actually making the situation worse. If you want to change people's minds, you can't call them names. You can't yell at them. You can't make them feel like they're bad people. They won't listen to you. And so that's once I realized that, that's when I really kind of dove in and started getting into this work and trying to share these ideas, because there are lots of people out there who are committed to making our country better, and that's people on the left, people on the right, people in the middle, and we need to do a better job of communicating what the changes we want.
Yeah, I agree with you. And something you said about when you call people names, one of the things that drives me crazy is when people insult other people's intelligence as if, well, because you don't think the way I do, that makes you an idiot, or it makes you, you know, you're just not read on the subject or something. I think the minute you start belittling somebody on their intelligence level, it's over. At that point, it's over. And by the way, you sound like a jerk when you do it. So don't do that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. You know, there's a, my background is partly in political psychology and social psychology, and there's actually a cognitive bias that human beings have that's called the fundamental attribution error, which is that we have a tendency when we encounter someone who does something we don't like or believes something we don't like to assume that the reason for that is because of who they are as a person. We explain it in terms of, oh, they must be a bad human being if they like President Obama, or they must be a bad human being if they like President Trump. And in reality, it doesn't have anything to do with who you are as a person. It's almost always about, you know, what kind of community you were raised in, and, you know, were your parents Democrats or Republicans? Do you, you know, what kind of church do you go to? Like these sorts of environmental influences are far more important in determining our beliefs than who we are as human beings.
Well said. Well, I'll post a link to this great opinion piece you wrote in the New York Times, How to Have a Conversation with Your Angry Uncle Over Thanksgiving. And Dr. Karen Temerius, where can people find you?
Well, I'm at Smart Politics. I'm at Smart Politics as our organization, and our website is joinsmart.org.
And is that where we can practice with the Angry Uncle Bot?
The Angry Uncle Bot right now is on the New York Times website.
Okay. Well, post a link to that, because I think the training is invaluable. I always say, if you're not, don't debate on Thanksgiving, but if you are, then win. You know, Karen, that's what I say. Go in there and win.
Do it right. Yeah, do it right.
Well, listen, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Your point.
Right. Well, Karen, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks for taking the time today to join us in Philadelphia, Dr. Karen Temerius. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.